Hey everybody, welcome to Nexus at Night, your weekly Vanguard podcast while I pick up root beer from the airport. I'm Atlas.
I'm Matt.
That's Matt on the phone, and I'm root beer.
Yeah, so root beer is here for BCS. You guys will be hearing this the day of BCS Anaheim while we are there.
Yes, while we're, like, at the event.
Yep, so we're in the car, Matt's on the phone, let's see how this goes. A lot of stuff happened, you guys.
Yeah, so... This Thursday, they gave us more information on the start decks, but they also just dumped a lot of news about Divine Z.
Yeah, so Divine Z is, what, the next thing after...
Yes, after Overdress.
After Overdress. And, a lot of people are comparing it to, like, Vanguard's Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds era, mostly because of this Energy Crest thing, but yeah. Aesthetically, it kind of looks like it a little bit.
I mean, aesthetically, the main character just looks like Yu-Yu. Again.
If one of my kids turned in a project after the example was Yu-Yu, they'd get busted for plagiarism, I think.
Maybe.
Possibly. Alright.
So
yeah, let's get into, like, first off, we have all of the units being revealed. So the main character's gonna be playing Keter again.
Okay.
So he's got this, like, big angel guy. Mm-hmm. We're getting the Blitz guy back.
Welstra?
Yeah.
Right? The CEO guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if you hear any weird handling noise, it's because Atlas hit the microphone.
By accident. I'm trying to keep it, like, braced with my legs. Shut up! Just keep moving.
I don't know how susceptible this microphone is to handling noise, for the record. We're getting Zorga back. We're getting a new Dragon Empire that's, like, a samurai dragon. And we're getting Lyrical in the main set, thank God.
Woo! Isn't that fun? No more fishing season, hopefully?
Yes, please. Please, stop fish season. Nobody likes fish season.
You might be the only person I know who plays fish season who doesn't like fish season.
I don't think anyone actually likes fish season because it, like, sucks all of the energy out of the room, right? Like,
yeah.
People who don't play Lyrical...
Energy?
We'll get to that, but, you know, people who don't play Bermuda/Lyrical, like, they're just... It's just a dead month for them, and then all of the people who do play the clan have to feel guilty because everyone else is hating on them.
Yes.
It just kind of creates this, like, toxic feedback loop, so I'm glad we're just getting rid of it.
Okay, first off, I'm putting toxic feedback loop on my list of band names. A. B, I have to give Matt credit for almost the best segue of all time, and we stepped on it. We're bad people.
That's fine.
Yeah. So, going back to what Matt was saying, we're going to be introducing a new mechanic called the Energy Generator. So, it's basically a crest that you get when you first ride up, and it comes with energy charges, so you can have up to 10 of them, and then you can pay energy to do stuff. Like, the crest lets you EB7 to draw a card.
And there's another unit that lets you, like, EB2 to gain power plus 5,000, shield plus 5,000.
Yeah, so, like, it has an ability where, like, when you would ride, you can energy blast 4 instead of discarding a card, and then it can, like, EB2 for 5k power and shield, because of course we have to print a card that says that.
My past Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans, if you watched Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, it's literally Speed World. So every turn, you get, what, three? Three counters at the start of each turn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sort of like this, yeah.
And then it maxes at 10, and then you can use those counters to pay for stuff. Mm-hmm. I think, what do we think about, like, Bushiroad introducing this in a game design concept?
I mean, from what we've seen so far, it seems like another just bloated resource, because all of the cards they've revealed so far have been, like, you can counter blast 1 and energy blast 2 to draw a card.
That's usually what happens at the start of, you know, like, a new era, a new, you know, whatever it is. They gotta be small with the initial stuff. And then, eventually, I think we're gonna get wacky shit with, like, energy blasting for...
I feel like we're already going to get the wacky stuff, because one of the other things is that, you know, the six main characters, their vanguards are gonna have a special divine skill that's unique to them. So that is like a potential place for energy to be. So it's going to be like a once per fight kind of thing where it's a big turnaround skill.
Okay, so like a Z move or terrestrialization?
Wait, yes. Wrong thing. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Media evolution. Has a game ever done anything like this before where usually they'll have their central like game mechanics of how stuff is paid for? And then they're like, all right, we've added this new pool of resources to deal with.
Like, the closest equivalent is, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Introducing a new summoning mechanic every few years.
Yeah. That's kind of different, though. Because, like, what I'm imagining with the summoning mechanic is you're getting something, whereas this is being used to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like Yu-Gi-Oh! Goes, all right, you either pay in card advantage, you pay in life points, or you can, like, pay with, I don't know, giving your opponent this many hugs to pay for stuff. I don't know.
Shake my hand.
Offer your opponent a handshake, yeah. like, it just, there's no precedent for it that I can think of.
Matt, you're more knowledgeable about card games.
I mean, I think they were probably pretty desperate for another resource that wasn't, that couldn't be necessarily denied as easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I think them doing a resource outside of that is perfectly reasonable. I think the way it's kept track of is a little bizarre.
Yeah.
You have to use a little track and it's like specific marker and you can't keep track of what dice or anything, which is really annoying and stupid.
Yeah. And like, this happened with the, like, keeping track of just power in general. And then they're like, you can't keep track of it with dice, and then people just kind of do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually, if they, Bujura just lets us use dice for that now.
I'm guessing they're just, we're just going to pressure them into it over time.
Yeah. Like, the only just, well, obviously they're trying to move product because these energy crests are coming in the new trial decks.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to be releasing energy cards. So in the similar way that, like, Battle Spirits, you have the little, like, markers for the cores, but you also have the core cards that came in the set. Like, they're doing the same thing here.
Look, the Dragon Tree markers already take up enough space. I'm sick of this. Like, it kind of reminds me of Memory from Digimon, where, like, all right, you have the thing in the middle. Mm-hmm. Although it's not shared between you and your opponent. And then, but with Digimon, you at least keep track of it with dice. So, I'm not sure what the problem is. Or in the case you forget the energy card or just don't have it yet, it sucks for you, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It seems like, the easy way to do it is dice. Like a D10.
Even the weirder way is, like, they're printing, like, physical energy cards, so you can, like, throw them in your energy zone, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Which is extra bizarre.
Yeah. Extra bizarre, extra clunky, like it takes up more space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's not give them more basic game action.
Yeah. This just seems like a major pain in the ass. I hope we can bully Bushiroad into letting us use other things.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say I don't hate the whole energy crest thing in general. I think it's interesting for future effects, like Matt was saying, where it's something that can't be denied, right? You get three every turn. So maybe the effects are, like, down a certain space where, like, okay, you can use them for important but not necessarily impactful effects.
Yeah. Well, we will see in a little bit when we talk about the trial deck stuff, but first, rule changes.
Oh, yeah. Great. This again.
So, we're changing the deck sizes for Standard. So, a common complaint that we've been seeing with Standard recently is, because of the Ride deck, you're taking, like, three additional cards out of your deck aside from the starter. So now you're starting on 46 cards instead of 49, and a lot of people feel like those three extra cards can matter sometimes. Like, it's, like, a little bit more for, like, getting a trigger. Also, like, going from V to D, you know, triggers were sent... Yeah, Sentinels were triggers, is the order I wanted to say that, in V. So you had, like, extra deck space for techs. And that got changed back when we got Grade 1 Sentinels. So now the deck is going to be 54 cards. You're going to have your 4-card ride deck plus 50 cards in the main.
So that means you're not even starting on 49 anymore. You're starting on 50.
Yeah.
Hooray, I guess.
Yeah, so for one, opens up deck building, gives you more room for tech, but I think the more important thing is because triggers are so impactful in standard, that's like 4 cards less likely to see them.
Surely they'll get rid of the over trigger, surely.
What if this was their answer? They're like, this is all you get.
I mean, the OT is being reprinted in the next set, so they're certainly not going away anytime soon.
Look, I made peace with the fact that they're not going to do that in standard when Dragon Tree came
out.
They're
not doing it in premium either. The new premium sets have the OTs in
that. That's what bothers me, is that they're keeping it in premium, and that's the thing that pisses me off.
I don't know if we mentioned that. No, that got revealed on Tuesday, right? Like, there's also a new premium product with, like, Jewel Knight, Revengers, and Musketeers.
I mean, you tweeted about it and did, like, a YouTube community post?
No, I didn't. I did the community post about the Stark decks because they're so bad.
Oh.
But let's finish the rule changes before I complain about that.
Sure.
The other thing is, like, going first, second. Like, previously, you would, you know, do your method of deciding, and whoever wins go first. Now you can decide if you're going first or second. Because there's a lot of things like the mask decks and strides where going second is beneficial for you. So if you're on one of those decks, maybe you want to go second.
Gentlemen, if I may, 1 second. Fucking finally! Continue.
So yeah, we're not...
I thought this was already a rule that got changed. apparently not.
Nope.
Again, this is one of those things where, like, at least in non-BCSs and stuff, people were already kind of doing that.
Yeah, but now it's an official rule.
I've played a lot of, like, other card games. This is the only fucking game where it's like, oh, you won the battle, you must go first.
Yeah. And in a best of one, no less. Like, one of the interesting things about Yu-Gi-Oh, like, I still keep tabs on it and stuff, is that there are decks that are meant to go second. And you can build your deck around that, and with the best of three, you know, make use of that particular setup. Now, with Vanguard, that's not really possible, but at least you can go, alright, I can hope for the die roll, and, like, hope to lose so that I can go second.
So yeah, now being able to choose if you're on one of those decks that benefits going second.
Gray Nature likes to go second in premium.
So yeah, I believe these new regulations will come just globally January 19th, I think it was.
Oh good, just in time for us not to do them at BCS.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. Let's talk about those terrible Stark decks.
Do we have to?
kind of. So, the other major news that we got when talking about the quick start decks is that, you know, certain cards are going to be reprinted with text in the main set. It's going to be, like, same name, same art, just like it's a real card now.
We've already been over this. I don't want to do it again.
Honestly, like, I've been ruminating about making a video about the TDs for a while now, and there's really just nothing I can really say about it other than fuck these things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've heard people argue that, like, they're for new players, which there's a whole discussion to be had about the new player experience, and whether or not this experience of playing the games with vanilla actually translates to anything. And whether you'll just turn off new players by telling them to buy more product after already buying a trial deck.
If I was a new player and I was like, oh, these look cool, but there's no text. And they're like, yeah, you have to, like, go buy the actual cards. That would be like if you paid for a used car and then you got, like, a cardboard cutout of the used car. And they're like, yeah, so this looks like the car. But if you want to drive the car, you gotta pay more.
Yeah. And the annoying thing is, like, none of these cards that are in the set are even good. They're the same bullshit of, like, When your opponent's rear guard is retired, you get 10,000 power.
Oh.
Or,
buddy.
You know, when it's discarded from the hand during your ride phase, you can draw a card.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. But anyways, we also got the actual, like, boss unit, so... the Dragon Empire card is like Counterblast 1, search your deck for one card, same name as your hand, and it gets 10k power. And then when it attacks a Vanguard, you can Energy Blast 4. Retire an opponent's rear guard, it gets 5k and a crit.
That's not terrible. Sure. Like, okay, for like a TD boss, that's not bad.
How much you want to bet all of them are going to have that same first line of text?
Oh, the search your persona, right?
Thing. Yeah.
Coin flip chance, at the least. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's January 19th for the regulation changes.
Okay. Cool.
And, yeah, that's kind of, like, all of the news we had. The trial decks are abjectly awful, and I don't know if I have the energy to continue complaining about them.
I mean, I'm surprised...
Why not with it?
I'm surprised you brought them up at all.
I mean, I feel like we should, just so you know definitively that these are, in fact, the worst product Bushiroad has ever made.
Except for the mask set.
Yeah. I don't know, the mask... Yeah, no, the mask set is still more overinflated in terms of price. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Bushiroad, like, whoever's in charge of the English side of the game knew these things didn't have value because they're trying to, like... force value into it by adding the sleeves and the deck box, even though that is also going to increase the price.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so whenever a new set is about to drop, my locals has a group chat, and the shop owner will, you know, like, tag everyone and be like, hey, do you guys want this? So he knows, like, roughly how much to order. Mm-hmm. And when the mask set came up, zero people were like, I want this. Like,
yeah,
no.
Absolutely nobody wanted the mask set. That stuff is just garbage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I believe that was all of the new news that we had.
Okay, so Energy Blast or something.
So unfortunately right now it feels like energy is just like, pay energy to do a thing that used to be a counterblast.
Yeah, I mean... I'm curious to see what it's going to end up being. This feels like one of those things where, like, we have the entire history of Overdress and the entire history of V recorded on our podcast. We could, if we wanted, go back and see our predictions from early and see what it's going to be. Because I get the feeling a year from now, like, Energy Blast could be really cool. And, be like something that makes the game deeper, or it could be complete dog water.
I think it's going to depend very heavily on what the divine skills are. I imagine those are probably just going to be like Energy Blast 10 to do something stupid.
Mm. And like, okay, so you it takes 4 turns to get up to to 10?
Yeah.
And that's assuming you don't pay for anything.
Uh-huh. Although, we're already getting ways to energy charge.
Oh.
Yeah, because, like, the ride deck grade 2 for Dragon Empire is, like, if you ride the grade 3, you can call it to rear guard, or if you didn't call, you can energy charge 3.
Okay.
So, like, we're probably going to get more ways of energy charging.
I remember, like, early Vanguard, like, countercharging didn't become a thing for a long time. You know,
I feel like those cards that were, like, Soul Blast 2, Countercharge 1, that were, like, 5Ks, weren't that far out.
The Soul Blast, it was, like, Soul Blast 2, Countercharge 2, they were 5Ks. They were, like, before Break Rides, but not too before. Like, it wasn't that early.
It was, like, middle limit break, probably. I don't remember
I
right
think
now.
So.
I don't feel like looking it up.
But I'm saying that, like, it wasn't immediate.
Mm-hmm.
This is immediate.
Yeah.
If energy charging 3 / you know, you get 3 every turn, does that roughly translate to 1 counterblast or 1 soul blast?
I guess so, yeah.
All right. Anything to add, Matt?
No, not particularly.
All right. So, I guess we're going to BCS tomorrow. How are we feeling?
I haven't picked a deck for premium.
He's chilling. Yeah, he is. You haven't picked a deck for premium?
Nope.
Well, that's a bit of a problem. I haven't finalized my deck lists because this whole week has been me, like, submitting my final grades, and then all of my students been like, can I get extra credit on this thing? I'm like, okay, no, no.
They only ask when grades are being submitted.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. So,
and you're like, damn.
Yeah. So, been a bit busy, and then, of course, last week with the sickness, and, So, sorry about that, guys. So, I'm pretty sure this year is you and I phoning it in, right?
Yeah. Like, I wanted to do more content this year, and then I just got depressed and lazy.
I've just been busy with...
life.
Life. School. School, but, like, I'm the teacher. It's weird saying school.
Oh.
Oh. I have a toll-free call coming in.
How about no?
Alright. How about no?
Alright, so is there anything else?
Let's see. Oh, they banned the...
oh yeah, they banned the card that enables mill.
Yeah, so unfortunately it doesn't go into effect until after BCS, so we gotta
live
through.
I think we're getting it in like February or something?
Yeah, it's February 7th or 8th or something like that. But glad that they did that, annoyed that we still have to deal with it.
Yep.
So I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this in the car on the way to BCS...
I sure hope you like the sound of traffic.
But also, hope you have a good time. Come say hi to us if you see us.
Watch us scrub out again.
Hell yes, but like we know we're scrubbing out and we're not like trying to make an honest effort. I'm bringing Miss Katie's class, a.k.a. Great Nature, because why not? So, yeah.
Holy shit, Great Nature.
Yeah. Who would have thunk it?
I would have never.
We'll see what deck I end up on.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can use whatever of my stuff you have to. Mm-hmm. So... is all good, baby.
Alrighty.
Alright, well, that pretty much does it for this episode. Like you said, hope you enjoyed the sounds of traffic. Matt, thanks for putting up with this.
Sure.
If you want to hit us up, at Nexus at Night, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. If you want to support the show, patreon.com/Nexus at Night. You get bonus content every week, and, order your stuff a bit early, like our $10 patrons, Darren, Cole, Josh, Jeremy, G.R., Ali, where can they find the rest of us?
On Twitter, at Wiggums, 2G, 2Z.
You can find me at Plasma Eclipse.
You can find him in my front seat. No, you can find me at Atlas Novak on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. The Epileptic Comic on YouTube, or my other podcast, Generation Dan. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and until next time, I was Atlas. Oh. He disconnected.
All right.